This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. The time, 300,000 years ago. The scene, a herd of horses struggling in mud. A short 5 meters away, a group of early Neanderthal hunters throwing a volley of wooden spears towards the animals.
And then probably coming into an injured horse and then perhaps finishing it off with a thrusting spear.
Anamika Milks, a Paleolithic archaeologist at University College London. But there's something not quite right about that classic scene, she says. Specifically, the Neanderthals' spears may have been more sophisticated and more lethal than we've given them credit for, which would alter that ancient tableau.
We believe that Neanderthals could have thrown them from farther away, that that would have allowed them to approach animals that maybe weren't disadvantaged, and they wouldn't have necessarily needed to come right up close to the animal to kill it off with a thrust. Some of these shots with a throwing spear could be lethal to an animal like that if they hit in the right way.
This revised assessment of Neanderthal weaponry began with the crafting of spruce timber into replicas of an actual 300,000-year-old spear. The surface was finished with the same kinds of stone tools used to make the original. Milks then recruited 6 male javelin throwers to chuck the replicas at a hay bale. At 5 meters, they struck the target more than half the time. At 10 to 15 meters, a quarter of the time. But from 20 meters, just 1 in 6 throws hit the hay.
I mean, it's still not amazing accuracy, I have to say. I was hoping for better.
Though she points out that the javelin throwers aren't trained to hit targets, something Neanderthals may have been more skilled at. And the experiment suggests the weapons were at least capable of sailing much farther than had been thought. And high-speed video of the throws proved the spears could strike with deadly force. The research is in the journal Scientific Reports. The crafting of these ancient spears also suggests some degree of intelligence, a concept of or intuition about balance, mass, and design. For example, whoever crafted these ancient spears used the denser, lower part of the tree trunk for the spear tips, intended to strike prey. But we still don't know which Neanderthals used the spears in battle.
I want to emphasize that we chose male athletes rather than female athletes, not because we don't think that women were playing a role in hunting, but because we needed a homogeneous sample. But I'd be very curious to know how women did in terms of accuracy.
Perhaps another round of tests with women throwers can address that point. Thanks for listening. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.